So then I had to figure out how was I going to identify these different temple strata, but with melodies that would stand out clearly enough that you couldn't help but go, oh, I know where that's happening. Not just for the listener, but also for the musicians, so that they will know that they're hearing something from a certain kind of place. So again, if we spread that out mathematically, 4, 6, and 9, and then you do that two times, you have 8, 12, and 18. So you have all those kinds of spots to fill. And so I had to figure out what to do with that. So I said, well, let's first deal with the 8. Okay. Now, it comes out evenly in two sets of 4. Everything's split in half because it's a double. And that's actually there's actually another double in there. So I had to make up some melody. I didn't hear any tune. I didn't hear anything. So I fiddled around, and I basically started out with some sounds that I like. So I said, well, let's go down and up. So it starts out, and it basically goes. Pretty much a straightforward pentatonic kind of movement but I had the last phrase leap up. So you got one leap there that gives it some shape. So you've got two down and one up. So that's nice, but you can't just repeat that. It's not going to be interesting. So what I did was I did another variation where I had another one, the same melodic figure, but transposed up a tritone. Okay, so that would sound, this first 6 notes would sound like this. I gotta finish, so I want to be able to have something that's gonna loop me back to that beginning point, so that I at least have a repeating reference point. Okay, so I added 2 more that actually mirrors the first shape. Now the first shape again. And here's the second version. So that one is the same shape, but it's wider. It gives us some other intervals. It gives us a half step. It gives us a flat 9. And it has a little bit of pull. And they're different enough that you can hear them happen. And the high point is exactly in the middle of the phrase. So let's hear those 8 tones again. That's basically it. So then I know I have 2 other strata. And I want them to be the same melody, but at a different speed. But they can't be exactly the same because they'll blend. They'll become too much the same thing. So, well, 3 characters. If you were spinning around an octave in the cycle of fifths, right? You would take you 12 steps. But if you went in 3 steps, it would happen in major third. So that would sound like this. Now the nice thing about it is that the relationships between all those tones are exactly the same. They're each a major third apart from each other. So just like that, you have this kind of rhythmic, kind of fractal or round or bi-directional relationship, you can have the same thing with the pitches. So I did the second level of the tempo, the one that would be in our middle zone. And I took it up a major third, but it's the same melodic material. With one difference, which is that I've got 8 melody notes and 12 quarter notes to put it in. So I started using this kind of, what would I call it? Take a step backwards, go forward. You have 3 points. You got the beginning of the cycle, the middle of the cycle, and then the end of the cycle that leads back in. So that it starts out starting at the same time as the first melody, locking up perfectly in the middle, and then the last part waits a little and it catches up and it comes back around. So there's kind of a built-in kind of cyclical wave pattern, like a wave crashing, and so you know exactly where that is, pretty much like a four-bar phrase in bebopish music and so forth. There's a certain gravitational pull, but I'm putting together a different version. What I did was I transposed the middle one off to the other major third so that I could repeat it, but it's not in the, again, it's not in the same position. So they stand out. Each little phrase has its own thing. I repeated the same process with the fastest tempo, and in fact, exactly the same. Even more space now because it's going faster, but it has to lock with the lower strata. Then if you hear those, the two faster ones together, you'll hear how they mirror each other, that they lock in certain places, and that they but you can hear the difference in the speed. So here's the two faster lines, just so you can hear that most clearly. Ready? Now, let's hear all three lines together. Okay, run it once. Let's listen to that again. So now I had something that by itself would make a very interesting rotating kind of structure. If I distributed that among the three guitars, that by itself is already interesting. So I started thinking, how can I combine this kind of linear stretching thing with this matrix, which already satisfies the cyclical kind of thing. So what I did was I kind of cherry-picked one part from each of the strata and built a long line that was made out of that overall kind of thing. And this is what it sounded like. Now, that's pretty much what the whole music was really like originally when I did the original draft. But when I rewrote this in the summer of 2012, you know, my ears had moved along and I wanted to get some more out of it than just that. So, now, the other thing is that now that you've got that kind of structure, you know the simultaneous sounds are going to hook up. But I was looking for more progressively unfolding melodic interest too. So it occurred to me that I could overlap them in the way of like row, row, row your boat around for in technical musician language, a canon, which is basically where you have one part and then the next voice enters with the same part a little later, then it works, and then the next voice enters. So I could do that with this structure. And then that would give me the sound of the whole thing simultaneously. So we'll listen to it as a round. And that's exactly what the pyramid movement was in the original draft. Again, we didn't have a lot of time. I didn't want to go for a lot of details. When I did the rewrite in 2012, in the summer, I wanted to hear some more things. It was too predictable. It was too regular. So I tweaked it so that it would sound where certain ones were just a little... change the shape of the beat. You'll hear it. So I'm going to run it for you right now. I can talk to you a little bit more about pyramid, but first what we're going to do is we're going to go to the first movement now, which is called Dervish.